It's always interesting to chat to a legacy business. And Kath Brink, who was born in Cape Town but moved to Livingstone at the age of four, is definitely an example of a legacy carrier because her father, Don Brink, established the country's largest and highly successful tour operator called Livingstone Adventures. And to this day, her family continues to live in the area. For a young girl growing up in the African wilderness, I'm sure it was quite a charmed childhood because Kath embraced a life filled with adventure and has had quite an interesting journey from Livingstone to Grahamstown to Cape Town and then to London. And so the story continues. But to catch up with Kath, I'm going to rather hear from her what this journey has been like. Kath, what a pleasure to have you with us today on Jet Setting with Janet. What a charmed life, if I may say, growing up in the wilderness.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me on today. It was definitely very different. I grew up instead of, learning to look right and left across the street, not to go 2 meters near the river because a croc might catch me. So it's definitely a little bit different, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Absolutely. So there's been an interesting journey from Cape Town to Livingstone and then to Grahamstown. Please just summarize for us what that journey has been like.
Sure. Was born in Cape Town, and then we moved up to Zambia to Livingstone, when I was four. My folks said they moved for 6 months, and then decided never to leave. We went to high school in Grahamstown, went to university in Cape Town, and then moved over to London for some time. Was in London for about 7 years. That's really where I started working in travel myself. My folks, as mentioned, have been in travel and worked in tourism for a very long time. But the bug only really bit me when I was in London. I worked for a tour operator there, where I actually met my now fiance and business partner.
How
And we just sort of
exciting.
decided, it was lovely. And then we decided, London, it's pretty cold. We're not really into the grey skies. So decided to move back to Zambia and Livingstone, where we are today.
Wonderful. So it's great to be chatting to you from live from Livingston. And I want to hear about your London adventure. I see here that you worked for a luxury jeweler, an African jeweler,
I
before
did.
work in the travel space. And from being a girl out in the wilderness to the finer things, I think you made an interesting transition. And it's great to have these diverse experiences. It only grows us. What was that like for you? What was it? 2017, around there?
Yeah, completely. I mean, it was a completely new world for me. I think London in general was also just a completely new world. I worked at a place called Patrick Mavros, which is a Zimbabwean jeweler. Loved the experience, learned a lot about, being able to sell. Working in a retail environment, which I would highly recommend for absolutely everybody. I think definitely get a job in retail. It teaches you so much about yourself and about, holding down a job.
Absolutely. It's one of those jobs that test your resilience.
Exactly. You've definitely hit the nail on the head there. It was lovely for me as well, because London is far away, so I got to go to work every day and talk about home. So it did definitely help with the homesickness at the
Wonderful.
time.
A good distraction for sure. So now let's talk about Tuscan Trails and Livingstone Adventures. Tell us where that positioning is for you.
So Livingstone's Adventure is an activity company based here in Livingstone in Zambia. That is my family's company, and they do every single thing you can think of when it comes to entertaining guests and clients when they are on holiday here. So we've got helicopters, microlights that do flights over the falls, boat cruises, fishing, yeah, really fun stuff, horse riding, quad bikes, really anything you can think of. So that is basically your activities side of things. Tusks and Trails was born out of a, I would say almost a need for it. My family sort of realized that Livingston's Adventure, we're getting a lot of destination management requests, which is a destination management company is essentially when you book a trip, you have someone who handles all the logistical things behind the scenes, and then you get to go on the trip and have the fun time. So this is where they sort of approached us when we said we wanted to move back. And because of our experience working in the UK travel industry, we had a lot of experience working with the destination management companies from an international side. So we decided we'd come over and sort of helm this business and take it from there. So it's definitely been a lot of fun. I have a foot in both worlds. So I do marketing for Livingston's Adventure, and I do the marketing also for Tusks and Trails. So it's lovely to see how they help each other out and how they work together. And also, it's quite fun wearing both hats.
I think there's good synergy between the two, and how phenomenal to be able to have had that international exposure and come back home with that and implement. Because I'm sure that the connections you made, the linkages, continue to serve you well back home. And, that can only grow.
For sure. I mean, at the end of the day, it's definitely all about who you know, not what you know. It seems to the longer that we go and the more that we get into business, that seems to be a very important lesson that we've learned. So it's been great. We've met amazing people throughout, and now getting to sort of open their eyes and bring them to this world, which previously might not have been, somewhere that they had on their bucket list, but now becomes a destination for them, has been really special.
That's amazing, Kat. So, in your service offering, what can we hope to experience when we engage with you as a DMC? So, I want to come to Zambia. I really want to have an authentic African experience. What will you put together for me?
My gosh, absolutely everything and anything.
Everything. Yes,
So
definitely everything.
everything and anything. So essentially what we do is we like to tailor the trip to the person because not every person is the same. So what you enjoy doing on holiday versus what I enjoy doing on holiday might not be the same thing, And so we don't necessarily want to just say one trip fits all. So what we'll do is we'll get to know you, we'll chat to you, find about your personal interests, anything you're really interested to want to go and see. And then we bring that and use that, we'll sort of combine that with our personal knowledge of the area and of the country. So for example, if you were to say, I really love birding, I'm somebody who really wants to see as many birds as possible, we'll say, okay, we know that there is this incredible place with the best guide you can find in an area that you will see all these birds and amazing bird life. We're going to put you there. So it's not just selling out as many packages as possible. It's really taking the time to learn about what the clients want and then putting together a trip that's going to mean a lot to them and that they're going to really enjoy.
For sure. So for you, Kath, and I know this is an unfair question, but then if we wouldn't make it exciting if we didn't ask some of those, what would you say is the highlight of your experience?
Well,
What makes
that's a good
you happy?
question.
What
You
resonates
mean,
with
gosh, there's a lot of them, to be honest. I would say
I'm
the first that,
interested to learn what those are. What makes
yeah.
What excites cats? Because that's always good to know.
Yeah, I would say firstly, and this is quite a broad one, but just being able to live here. I absolutely love Zambia. I love living in the middle of the bush. I love being able, I'll take all the lows because the highs are just so high that they're almost euphoric. So that would be one. I really enjoy working in the travel industry. I think it is such a interesting, dynamic world. Which I'm sure you can agree because your podcast is about travel and, you know, interviewing people with travel and talking about travel. I think
Absolutely. Such a
I love,
dynamic space.
exactly, isn't it? And I feel like it's always growing and there's so much opportunity there. And the people are just great. So I really enjoy that. And I think also just, you know, from the other side of the coin, I do love to travel myself. And I love the thought of having clients and people come to this corner of the world, Zambia, a relatively unknown place, and changing their lives. You know, I see that my offices are right here by where the Microlights and helicopters, the aerodrome is. And so, you know, often when I'm on my way to meetings, I'll see clients' faces as they, you know, get off a Microlight flight. And it's just
Oh, yes.
the happiness on their face. It's such a lovely feeling to know that I managed to bring or bring someone that kind of joy. So it's a bit of a cheesy
Absolutely.
answer, but yeah, I would say
No, but
marrying those two
travel is
together.
just that. It's your individual love and the thing that drives your passion. And I think it's what it's definitely a happiness maker.
True. That's exactly it. That's a great phrase, actually. I might steal that for
Oh, please
some
do.
of my sales pitches. It's definitely a happiness maker.
Yes. So we've been to Vic Falls. It's actually the last holiday before lockdown hit. We escaped. We didn't tell anybody we were going, and we just went to Vic Falls. We were there for 4 nights and we went to Botswana. I loved that day trip, on the Chobe
Okeechobee.
River. Oh,
Yeah,
man.
incredible. Did you see some good wildlife?
Oh, it was amazing, Kath. It was amazing,
How
really. It felt
wonderful.
like otherworldly. And I've never
Oh,
seen so
wow.
many avocados in a bowl in one place ever before. Was in avocado heaven. Amazing
My
food.
gosh.
And on our way back after this amazing day, I mean, it was so jam-packed. It was early morning. And we saw so much from both sides, from the river. We were on the river. And then the sound, that seminal sound of the fish eagle, it's like a
Oh,
movie, And
isn't
I
it
said,
just?
get more perfect than this. And then good coffee on the boat. And time stands still. And then we went onto the reserve. And on our way back, there was a whole herd of elephants that were crossing at their
Oh.
absolutely own pace. And I said, wow, this is definitely a slice of heaven today. And we had a phenomenal experience. It's definitely somewhere I would go back to because I think if we go, we must do Zambia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, and quite easy to travel from there to Namibia, right? And I didn't know that. If I'd known that in advance, I would have done all of that at the same time.
I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. They are, I mean, sister countries, aren't they? They all right border each other, and they're all so different from each other. So if you definitely have the time, I would recommend doing it. I mean, just spend the rest of your life traveling around them. That's what I would do if
Absolutely, absolutely.
I
So it was a
could.
great experience, and I have wonderful memories. And because it was just before lockdown, and we were kind of stuck after that, it's such a fond memory because travel in Africa is always so uplifting because you say, hey,
It is.
this is our continent. I feel the spirit of Africa, and these are our resources because we're so wonderfully resourced. And I'm sure it's an easy sell for you to sell to international markets because
Completely, yeah.
there are so many resources and so many offerings. So I'm so excited for you. I'm so pleased to hear your journey. because I love the journey. You know, the journey makes everything
Thank
worthwhile.
you.
And I wish you well, Kath, and all the best to you and the team for the festive season. I definitely will be in touch when we're planning a next trip, because this time we want to include Namibia and spend
Please
maybe
do.
like 10 days, because I think 10 days will give us enough time to just linger and enjoy. So we
Yeah.
will definitely be in touch, and it's so great to speak to you live from Zambia, live from that beautiful space that you're in, with all the aircraft around you, really bringing joy to people as they cross. I believe that when you do a new experience, you kind of cross a Rubicon. And being South African, the word, you know, the word Rubicon, right? He's so
No, I
similar.
don't actually.
In South African history, it was during the Botha era when P.W. Botha said, we are crossing a Rubicon, because there were talks that were initiated about the
Okay.
new dispensation. So he was so vociferous about the Rubicon idea, but it took a long time after him for it to actually happen. So I believe that crossing a Rubicon is like traversing new grounds, you know, like making
Yeah.
a migration from London back to Zambia, for instance. So I
Yeah.
think bringing Africa to people is like crossing a Rubicon, because it changes you for life. In fact, any travel does. So thank you for
Absolutely.
beautiful experiences for people, and wishing you and the team all the very best as you head
Oh,
into
well,
season two.
thank you very much. I mean, it's been such an honor to be on today to chat to you. And yeah, thank you for allowing us to talk a little bit about Zambia and yeah, a little bit about what we do here. And anytime you would like a trip up here, please let me know. I will have a glass of bubbles waiting on arrival.
Bubbles is also a very good happiness maker. So thank you for that. I look forward to it.
Perfect.
And all the best. And we will chat again soon. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Lovely. Thanks so
Lovely.
much, Janet.
All the best. Take care.
Okie
Bye-bye.
dokes. Bye.